This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
All right, Patrick Roycey, now I want to wish all you guys a happy Drinksgiving. I know Pat's been sober for like 40 years.
Yes.
But Declan was just lamenting that this is like, Declan's almost 30, and this is the first time basically in 10 years that he hasn't had plans on Drinksgiving here.
Well, and I think the tradition all started, didn't it, with, okay, your high school friends would go to colleges all over the country, right? And everybody would come back on, you know, they'd catch that flight out on Tuesday night, get here on Wednesday, and all hell would break loose. So.
Yeah, and the problem now is Facebook, and there's like people posting things every day all year, and so you get to keep up with those people, and then you get to discover maybe I don't really want to hang out with those people based on the things they post on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, because the night would start with you know, hey, what's going on? And, you know, how's who's your roommate and stuff like that? And then you all end up face down on the floor.
It was great. It was so great. True, but much like every great drinking day or night, it lost its luster when it got too popular.
Yep.
So like, because we did it. Yeah.
And when the cops stop saying, take it easy on the way home, instead they put you in handcuffs and take you downtown. DWIs, where enforcement became much more intense since I got sober. I'll tell you that.
I'm pretty sure, Pat, it's the most common DUI day of the year is the night before Thanksgiving, more than New Year's Eve, more than St. Patrick's Day is today.
Didn't used to be.
Yeah.
I think St. Patrick's Day has lost its luster, don't you think?
It's a gong show.
I think we need Pat's Mount Rushmore of drinking days. What are you could even go back 40 years or you could do a current version, but like what are the four best drinking days of the
Thanksgiving
year?
Eve is definitely George Washington. There's no doubt about that. But you know what was an underrated drinking day? Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Very true.
I'll throw Christmas Day on there too. You know, you'll start sipping early in the day.
Yeah, and whichever holiday you chose, the summer ones were all great too. I mean, July 4th, July 4th is the granddaddy of summer holidays, but none of them are bad ones. I think actually Memorial Day, because it's kind of the kickoff, right? Of the summer when you had no conscience whatsoever as to what hours of the day you were drinking. So I'd put Memorial Day weekend up there on the list, Thanksgiving Eve up on the list. I don't think Christmas Eve can be, I don't know if that makes Mount Rushmore or not, but what else would I say?
I'm not going to put New Year's Eve on there. I mean, that's just my own personal preference. I'm not going to put New Year's Eve
but
on
tonight,
there.
But the problem is now tonight is as bad. Like, it's a complete gong show. The problem is when everybody who's not cool starts to do it, they ruin it for the cool kids.
So you were the cool guy.
Oh, in the early 90s?
You were the, Rat Pack Zolgad here.
I used to do, so my scam was, I spent the day before Thanksgiving typing in all of the prep bowl rosters and stats, Pat.
Okay.
So that shift went from like 10 a.m. to 6.
Okay.
And then because I was done at 6, it was on. Yeah. So that was the greatest scam of all time. So I didn't have to work nights. I could go out at 6 o'clock the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
If I was a Bostonian, I would think Patriots Day would be a big one, don't you? Now we had the bomb and the whole thing. But somebody brought up the other day the famous Gary Libman, the Tribune reporter, who managed to get locked in Fenway Park on Patriots Day because it took him so long to write a game story. They thought everybody left. And that was the day that Ferguson Jenkins pitched for the Red Sox. Game started at 11, ended at 12:59 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I remember saying to Bob Fowler, my drinking buddy, no matter how much time we take to write these stories, we're still going to kill ourselves this evening because, you know, we'll be at the saloon at 5 and they don't close them till 2 or 2:30 here. So, but Patriots Day, you used to, I was in Boston a couple of times with the Twins and they were stumbling down the streets on that one, I'll tell you.
Yes.
One that I really, really liked too was honestly opening day. I love, like, opening day, I usually get after it at MLB. If it's like the home, or the home opener, I should say, the home opener for your local ballpark, especially because it's been usually nice by the time, or you get at least 50-degree weather. I've usually gotten,
it's usually
I've
a weekday, too.
Yeah.
Can you guys still see me here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we still
okay,
got you.
Because all of a sudden, Hubbard Broadcasting, HBI Security,
Cyber.
Oh, Pat's. Oh, you, oh, oh no. You got to pass your pass
Pat's
your, get, first.
Pat's
get
getting
on.
Hacked. Oh, no.
No, they want me to, how do I get it off the screen so I can see you guys?
Is there a cancel button or an X on that
little
window?
Now, I don't want that.
Oh, they should give you, like, usually this happens on my work computer, too. There should be a drop-down bar that gives you, like, an option to wait 10 minutes.
I know, but it's not there today because I think I gave them the wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been waiting
for
long.
You might just have to just leave it up there for
okay,
a week.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you look fine. Well,
and if
you perfect,
and if it automatically reboots, then we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, that'll be it. So, how about that Bears Lions kickoff on Thanksgiving Day, man? I'm gonna
That's
be
great.
Glued to the TV for that one.
Where
they're
does okay
Nagy after the game?
Well, that's what there's a report that they're going to fire him on Friday, no matter what. And then, of course, he was asked about that. I don't know if you saw his response, but he's a dead man walking.
Yeah.
Where does the Matt Nagy death march here rank among, like, coaches that just need to be put out of their misery?
Well, the suddenness with which it occurred, he went from this young genius who got the Bears, you know, wasn't he the coach where the Bears came in here and kicked the Vikings' ass when they had no reason to, and they were won the division. Yeah. And the
you brought Mitch Trubisky to the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, he went nuts about it. All started with he went nuts about the place kicker. The entire next training camp was devoted to finding another place kicker instead of, you know, saying, okay, well, he missed one. That's the way it goes, you know. So, yeah, it was, it was just a boom. He just fell off the cliff. He was like the hot young guy, and then he was a dummy and had to go. And they hung with him for, what, 3 more years? What is this, year four for him?
I think so, yeah.
But didn't he show the players, like, the Cody Parkey game and double doink, like,
Yes.
Like 50 times or something. That's where you knew. You're like, you might want to move on from that one.
Yeah. Well, I guess he went nuts because he showed up at one of the late night shows, didn't he? Didn't he go to one?
Oh, no,
of the
he went on the Today Show to talk about the miss and how he was coping.
Okay, that's worse than Blair Walsh getting 7-year-olds to write letters to him.
Yes.
He went on national. I didn't know that. Parkey went on the Today Show.
He didn't clear it with the Bears. And he went on and talked about how he was coping with his miss. Zim would have cut him right there.
Okay. So if you need anything important from me, we got 2 minutes and 29 seconds before the baby reboots.
Oh, we got a shot clock. We got a two-minute offense. Okay.
Wow, no pressure here.
Hey, we get to play Jimmy Butler tonight after a back-to-back. So that should give our boys a good shot.
I feel like this is one of those games where, like, the Wolves can officially reach a new level, or Jimmy Butler can cram it down their throats, beat them by 22 points, and then just reset everything back to zero. I'm a little nervous about
this.
You
know what disgusts me when I see the Miami Heat, though, is that these guys, that Gerson's first year, he could have stayed right where he was and taken Tyler Hero, a shooter, and instead, he moved up to get Jarrett Culver, and, you know, idiotic, because you're going to shoot 43s a game. You got a chance to take one of the best shooters in the draft if you just stay where you are. And he traded up to get that stiff Culver, which was probably his biggest blunder. Beyond that, he made some decent moves. But that was
a terrible draft pick. But where does Jarrett Culver and Juancho Hernangómez for Patrick Beverley rank among all-time heists? How did they get Patrick Beverley for Jarrett Culver?
I think they were, you know, he must wear out his welcome or something. What's the reason? I mean, he seems like a good guy, but he's on the move all the time. I guess because he's not an offensive player, so the defense is not valued that much by most of these guys. But I like him a lot. He's changed the whole attitude of this team about playing defense. It's amazing.
Got some snark to him, which I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got, you know what he's got? Great hands. He can just run by and take the ball away from me. You don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, he's also second in the league in charges taken, too. I love the gritty stuff like that. He's been in the NBA, Pat, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Never missed the playoffs. And then the 2 or 3 years before that, he won the Russian League championship. And then was it the Greek? He won another country's championship, too. Okay. In Europe.
8, 7, 6.
Oh, no.
5.
Happy New Year.
See ya. Have a good Thanksgiving, fellas. We'll see ya. I think we're going to.
That's the end.
There he goes.
I think there.
Wait, hold on. Dang it. That would have been great.
There it is.
No, that was officially it. You can't hit that. You got to. Once you get done with the hit, when it tells you that you have to reboot, you have to reboot.
There's no choice. Yeah.
You can't just put it off permanently. But a typical Royce fashion, he did.
You can give it, I think you can give it like two different, like yes. I'll do it in an hour or I'll do it later. It gives you the later. But then eventually like, they're like, no, now we're
in
now
perpetuity.
IT is taking this. The reins now.
Yes. Yes. I'm.
Well, he wasn't going to give anything away, but we didn't really get to ask him about Turkey of the Year. So he is writing. He's like the Brett Favre, the Undertaker of Turkey of the Year. He was supposed to have retired. Didn't he kill off his own character like 3 years ago?
So the Turkey Committee disbanded because his last one was going to be that he said, I've lost to like Sid and the player team friendly media. So he gave it to himself. So that was supposed to be it. But then his bosses at the Strib are like,
we don't kill superheroes.
That can't be it. We pay you to do this column.
We don't kill Batman. We don't kill Superman.
Well, like the two things.
I guess they kill James Bond, spoiler alert. But
the two
I'm seeing it tonight. Good to know.
In this town. Oh, good. I'm glad.
I'm sorry about that.
That's that.
I don't know. It's been out long enough. No, I heard rumors about it. You didn't
you know
completely
what I
ruin
hate?
It. But
it's
hate,
been out for like 2 months.
Yeah,
it's on
yeah.
You.
I hate now when people get upset by people who spoil things. It's like,
well, you got to give it some time.
There is time, yeah.
I think you get a week max now.
Yeah. I think Judd's right there, though.
Okay. I think you get a week max. I give you 3 days. Like, it's out there. Someone's going to tweet it. Someone's going to. So, you either go see it immediately or you're screwed. But the thing is, the Thanksgiving Day paper, two things. Ads, people love ads because it's full of coupons, and Royce's Turkey of the Year. So he can't kill it. So then he came back like 2 years ago with I think it was just him. And I swear to God, he did it two consecutive years and said, now I'm done. Now it's officially done. And now he's going to,
Royce
thought he was
like,
going to do it.
Yeah, Royce has been, I think he's been, it's been about 4 years and like, I'm done. I'm not going to do anymore.
Yeah.
And
he
we
told
will
you
devote,
that back in day, Phil.
We will devote our show today. We got Write That Down predictions on Mackie and Jeb, but we will, as we do every year, going back 7 or 8 years, we will attempt to predict who the Turkey of the Year is. We will go through like who it should be and then who we think he will pick.
Right.
And those two answers are rarely the same.
Correct.
Very rarely the same.
Love it.
So, all right. All right, that's okay, wrapping
okay,
with Royce.
Guys,
the head of IT here
now.
At Score North, Patrick Royce. I gotta go.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar, or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples. There are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.